Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Beep, beep.
I know what that means.
Yeah, my favorite segment, big guys and compact cars. Can you imagine all of this splendor right here getting inside of a Mini Cooper?
Sounds pretty compact.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had another guy just as big as me sitting next to me, like we're fighting for elbow room.
Wow. Who was your first victim?
Will Montgomery.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a 10-year offensive center who came over from Denver where he was coached by the great John Fox.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Big Guys in Compact Cars is sponsored by the Knaus Automotive Group, serving the Chicago area since 1934.
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. We're in here.
What's up, man?
This is Will Montgomery, and you're watching Big Guys and Compact Cars. Take one.
Your first time in one of these?
Yeah, it is. Surprisingly, more leg space than I was anticipating.
Yeah, but the seat is all the way back.
Nobody's able to sit in the back seat, huh?
So you from Maine?
I was born in Maine.
The state of Maine.
I'll say I'm from Virginia, because I've been there since about I was 5 years old.
Okay. And this is year 10, huh?
Year 10.
I almost made it.
You know, how many years
did
you
did
been?
9.
Okay.
You played for maybe 14, 4 or 5 teams?
Actually, 5. Well, I was drafted by Carolina in 06. Then I went to the Jets in 07. Redskins from 08 to, I don't know, 2 years ago. So the bulk of my career is with the Redskins.
Gotcha. And then, so that was like you right at home then.
Yeah.
VA, so. But you had to get a lot of tickets, huh?
You know what? I hooked up the family, but anybody else, I let them know the price tag. So yeah. Requests die down a little bit.
I know that Peyton used to call like some crazy plays. He just make up stuff. What was the craziest thing you heard him say?
Well, a lot of the things he says is just BF stuff.
It's a lot of gibberish, huh? That's just what I thought.
Just to see if the defense will show their hand first. You know, maybe somebody's going to drop out of the box or come into the box. He wants to know that before the play happens.
Gotcha. You know what I hated? I hated when I had to be in my stance that whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And listen to him do all that stuff.
I hate that. So people think a lot's going on, but really there's not a lot going on. It's just, it's kind of like Simon Says. So you just kind of hang out in your stance until Simon says go.
Gotcha. What's something that the fans don't know about?
No, I like to watch movies.
All right. What's your favorite movie?
Well, the one that kind of jumps off that I've always kind of liked is Gladiator.
You know,
it's been over 10 years now since that thing was made, but I like that one.
So you into like 300 and...
Yeah, you know, I like all those, but I also like the comedy ones too.
Okay.
Like a MacGruber or something just silly. Something just silly like that.
MacGruber!
So, if it's in between MacGruber or Gladiator, it's kind of up my alley.
This Forte, he seemed like he's going to be the type that's going to buy you a car or a Rolex if he makes the Pro Bowl. Is he one of those types?
I don't know. I mean, Alfred Morris got us some Rice Krispie Treats, you know, when he made the Pro Bowl.
What? So, Rice Krispie Treats?
Yeah.
Really? That is unbelievable.
If it's an upgrade from that, you know, I guess we'll take it. But
wow, Rice Krispie Treats.
Well, I don't think he was going to get us anything. Alfred Morris, I love you, in case you're watching. But I said, hey, why don't you at least get us some Rice Krispie Treats? He says, I can do that. So he had his girl or somebody bake a couple batches of Rice Krispie Treats and brought them in the next day.
Man, he didn't even make them himself.
But they were tasty, so I got to give him credit for that.
You know what, Lauren? I'm still just baffled by the fact that Alfred Morris would buy his offensive line Rice Krispie Treats.
A rough line.
I've heard of offensive line getting Rolex watches or, like, cool remote-controlled cars or trips.
Did you ever get anything cool?
Oh, yeah, I did. You know, whenever Urlacher made the Pro Bowl, he would always buy his defensive lineman something nice. One year, I got a big picture. It was, like, maybe this tall. It was a picture of me just standing there like this. It was sweet.
That's got to be priceless.
Everything
huh?
else was black and white. I was in color, like this.
Yeah, we're going to want to see that.